Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher.
All right, welcome to Sports Inside and Out. I'm your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher. And thank you so much for letting us be a part of your day, your Saturday morning. And there's a lot going on in the sports world, and a lot of things went on this past week, I should say. We had to have a condolences to one of our dear friends and our supporters of Sports Inside and Out, Clarence Baker Seabreeze. Our prayers and condolences go out to Clarence Baker and our football contributor, C.B. Baker. The mother and wife passed last week, and our heartfelt condolences go out to them. And we're so happy to continue this relationship and be a part of supporting our sponsors and our supporters of the Sports Inside and Out. And, of course, we look forward to being involved so much more. Hey, listen, thanks so much again, of course, and our support for our military men and women around the world. Thank you for what you're doing for us and American Forces Network and all of our sponsors. Of course, Seabreeze back in the fold again, and GovServe Plus, and, of course, Nissan of Norfolk and Nissan of Chesapeake. We appreciate those guys for supporting us with our transportation needs in and around the Virginia and Mid-Atlantic area. And we're going to be talking about quick little things that's going on, updates, and waiting on now for, I think, Wally should be coming up. Is Wally you there yet?
Yes, I am, Coach Hatcher. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Wally. How's everything going, man? And I want our listeners to know we had a ball in Philadelphia. Fantastic holiday showcase tournament there with the great legends of Philadelphia, Wally, and, of course, a real class act type of project that's going on for high school basketball in the Philadelphia area, as well as in the surrounding states as well, New Jersey. Shoot for the Star Showcase, High School Showcase Holiday Festival program, that festival for the holiday tournament, was really a success, and it looks like it's a template that's going to be fantastic. And to go along with all that, you know, of course, the hosted by the Shoot for the Star program director, national director, Ken Hamilton, QP, the winningest coach in Philadelphia high school history, held at his gym named Hamilton Hall. We had a lot of great legends, including a lot of our NBA legends came out to be a part of that, Wally, and it was great to see that support that we had with that.
Yeah, it was very important for our community to realize that we're trying to showcase our high school talent, but one of the big parts of the showcase was also the correctional facility, Glenn Mills, bringing a team in. So we were fortunate to have some of the kids that we've been training throughout the year to participate in the clinic. We had some greats like Snoop Graham from the Atlanta Hawks, Lionel Simmons, first-round draft of the Sacramento Kings. We also honored Lionel and Coach Hamilton. So it was a very, very productive day. But the turnout was important because we wanted to bring kids out to see how we could do some things right in the North Philadelphia area at Ben Franklin High School. It was a tremendous tournament.
Yes, it was. Very well attended and very well covered because we had the local station, which was the NBC affiliate, came out there, and they covered you out there, Wally, of being the proxy or the face of the legends there. And, of course, we were able to do some taping for our broadcast, and it was a great situation and a great template for things to come with this, because this is the type of high school tournament that could really galvanize the old Philadelphia legacy for high school football, basketball, I should say, please forgive me, but It's really interesting to see how the business community seems to be really taking a vanguard interest in that, and I think it's going to be something that's going to be even more impactful for years to come, Wallet.
Yeah, I think it's so important because they just started their new division with the 76ers. Mr. Mike Goings, the head of director of the alumni and the youth marketing, he was so pleased to be there representing the 76ers and provided T-shirts from the 76ers. Also, right. The oldest African-American newspaper, the Philadelphia Tribune, Mr. Donald
right.
Hunt, was there.
Right.
So the representation of local newspapers and also our local team, the Sixers, is very important in our community to show that we're doing some things. And I wanted to show that because I'm one of the alumni from the Sixers that want to show that we do give back.
Right.
And even though I don't live in Philadelphia, I'm always there working with Glenn Mills Correctional Facility. Also work with Haddington Recreation Center, now called Shepherd. Also work with Mr. Hamilton in reference to a lot of the kids that are back to basic camps that is put on at Dobbins High School and Ben Franklin High School over the past 2 years. So it's a pleasure to go home, always, Coach.
Yeah,
always
yeah,
a pleasure
that,
to go
I
home.
I think that's going to be a real template for holidays to come, Wally. And I can see great things coming from this because I understand now one of the great accounting agents for most of the great NBA and NFL players is behind this, and you know he wants to bring the gender concept into it by bringing girls next year into the showcase. Yeah,
for our listeners. It's very important. Mike Horsey has his own accounting, and he represents fellows like Cam Newton, Ray Allen, and some other great NBA and NFL players. He was there, North Philadelphia product also, tremendous accounting. But his firm, he was the first one, Chuck, that started the Phoenix Awards,
That's right.
We always have the Marquardt Award from old days. Of course, that goes back years. I was named one of the Marquardt players, the high school player of the year, but he wanted to start something of his own, and so he has an award, the Best High School Players, which is the Ken Hamilton Award, named after Ken Hamilton, and they also have a college award named after me, Wally Jones Award, which a couple of years I was fortunate enough to give the award to the Mars Twins, Marquise and Marcus' mother. They were in working in training camp, but I had an opportunity, and we broadcast there that year, Chuck. I was so glad to have you there.
It was very impressive. Downtown, I mean, first-class piece, Wally, first-class piece, and very, very happy and proud of the young man, Mike, to be a supportive, and he is really going to be a linchpin for a lot of great things coming in Philadelphia, even with the corporate end, because he seems to be taking the initiative to bring more corporate participation in that tournament coming up. While I think we just picked up, I think Bobby just came up on the board. Bobby, is that you?
Come on, Stall, stay it, baby.
Yay, Bobby Hunter. That's right, Bobby Hunter, the Harlem Globetrotter legend, is on the line. And, of course, a lot's going on with the Harlem Globetrotters as well. Before we get too far out there, let's give a quick update on what's happening with the Harlem Globetrotter legends, Bobby, because a lot's going on as well.
Well, we're moving and grooving. I'm at the conference here, and it's really great, man, the Global Economical Conference. And Dr. J and Carlo and John Carlos were supposed to be here, but they couldn't make it. But Dale Davis, Gator Rivers, Robert Johnson, Frank Woodson, I could keep going on and on. We're here to bring economics to our programs, the Each One Teach One program, the three-man basketball program, the I'm Not Kidding Around program, and the Hello program. And
where is that conference, Bobby? Excuse me, where is that conference located?
In Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia, Bobby.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, we're down here at Peachtree in the Fat Ed Club.
All right,
appropriately named the Fat Ed Club.
Stop. an old stomping ground right there on
we stomped up a little bit tonight. We stomped up last night. Jacques and Ed Miller and Jalene Miller. Ed Miller, Jalene Miller is the great grand niece of Mary McLeod Bethune and mayor of Maysville.
Right.
So we put our heads together, and of course, you know that we're trying to strike oil.
That's what it's about.
We're not Mickey Mousing around. We were going straight for the money so we could support our programs. And one of the programs that we're going to help is the Globetrotters Gone Gospel. We received the last record coming in, and we have an album coming out, and we're going to start registering a tour around the United States. So it's going to be really good. Some of the things we're going to be doing is honoring Metal Ark Lemon and Marcus Ames.
Right.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Hey, we're very excited. Yes.
We're tremendously happy, too. I guess everybody who did see last week's or heard last week's broadcast, you know, that we had one of the greatest pitchers in Major League Baseball. Ferguson Jenkins was on Bobby's. Bobby Hunter's update with the Harlem Globetrotter Legends, and a lot of people now just learned that Ferguson Jenkins was on the Harlem Globetrotters, so he was a double bubble, one of the greatest pitchers in baseball history with the Chicago Cubs and many more. Also, was a cornerstone in the Harlem Globetrotters tour at one time. So that was something that I know that our listeners really enjoyed and got a history of, and that's something that we're so proud too, because Wally, that great icon pitcher, you know, we're situating and made an invitation to him via the upcoming simulcast with Stellar Entertainment Awards in the fall of 2017. That was a no-brainer for Dan Davis, you know, who we worked very closely with, president of marketing for Central City Productions and upcoming Stellar. To be able to narrow in that baseball contingent that we were driving to fill. And that gives us a great deal of
leverage.
Leverage to bring the great Ferguson Jenkins in to be a contributor for baseball legends on Wally. So it was a great opportunity to see somebody.
Slam dunk. Fergie, you love the dunk.
I like to piggyback off of that because I sent Mike Piazza, who's a good friend of mine, who was inducted into the Major League Baseball
Hall.
And contacted him and his agent because he was also inducted into the Philadelphia Hall of Fame when I was inducted. So I contacted them and congratulated him from Sports Inside and Out. I'm trying to get him on the show, Coach Hatcher and Bobby Hunter, to really have talk about what it means to him to be in the Hall of Fame. I think it's going to open up the door for a lot of other of those great baseball players that should be in there. Like, and I'll say this right out: Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens. Yeah, there's some other great ball players that should be inducted into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. But I've been contacting Coach
Go ahead and say it,
Bobby.
Go ahead and say it, man. Say it.
Well, I'll say
it. Come on, you're not afraid. Come on.
Yeah, a lot of ball players that were in that HGH era, the hormone growth, human development, unfortunately the steroid area, but I just feel that Barry Bonds and, of course, Clemens should be inducted into the Hall of Fame also. There's some other ball players, of course. Sosa. There's some ball players that have been questionable about what's happening through that era. But over the years, I just think they haven't proven things on some of these guys. It's just innuendos. Yeah. And I feel that Clemens and Barry Bonds should be inducted, really.
Well, you know, it's a big difference.
Which Sosa? Which Sosa is going to be inducted? Which one?
Sam Sosa.
Sam Sosa
from the Cubs.
It's two of them.
Well, the other one, I'm not actually speaking of him, but what I think is Sam Sosa.
He changed complexion, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing that's very ironic about the Barry Bonds and Clemens thing is that it wasn't actual steroid use. It was a supplement that was through a vitamin.
Oh, I see. I see. You know, I heard that, he even had a rub. I even heard he had a rub on his leg or something like that.
Yeah, and all that, you know, so it was, but everything was never completely proven without a shadow of a doubt that it was something that was, you know, completely out there. But, you know, until you actually know, it is in the window. It's an accusation. You've been accused of something. So, you know, that's ironic. But yet and still now, I'm not trying to, we're going to get off this too. What's the young, the Yankees, what's the guy, the New York Yankee, Alex Rodriguez. Did you know now that they have completely, and he admitted it, but they're smoothing the way for him now because he's no longer been talked about with the use of enhancement of steroids or anything now, but they're also saying now that, no question, he is worth the Hall of Fame. Now, how about that?
Yeah,
what kind of double standards you're talking about? But again, you know, we're not going to get into the politics of all because we do understand we're in America. No.
Yeah. Well, one of the things
on
another good note, and I know you guys follow this. This is very important to me because I do follow the College Football Hall of Fame. Randall Cunningham.
Yeah.
Derek Brooks, Rod Woodson, Troy Davis, Tom Cousineau, William Fuller. These guys will be finally inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. And I follow that closely because I'm a good friend of Randall Cunningham, who played for the Eagles at the time. I'm just happy to see that coming about. On a good note, I wanted to bring it up because we got news that you could use that's very positive.
Right.
I'm happy for these guys that are going to be considered for the College Hall of Fame. Very important.
Right.
Okay, so guys, none of you are going to answer why Sammy changed complexion. You're not going to address that.
No, we're not going to get into that.
Come on. Hey.
Oh,
come on, man. The defiant
that's Michael Jackson, boo. Yeah, Sammy did change up a little bit on him. I mean, he had everything. I said, where's Sammy Sosa? Yeah, he go white. Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. His head done turned straight. He truly did a Michael Jackson on him. Yeah, I'm going to tell you that.
Okay. on another note, my cousin sent me a gospel record.
Right.
And it comes Sunday. I'm going to have to let you guys listen to it on our Tuesday program. It is truly great, man. You know what
all
I mean?
Right.
And then, Coach, you got a lot of cheers when you were singing with us, being Billy T. I love basketball, but I love the Lord more. Hey, people have been going wild over that, Coach.
Hey, no question.
Sing, Wally, so you don't know what's happening.
Wally K. Kerr, note now. Wally K. Kerr, note now. At least I got a base.
right. Hey, so the Globetrotter, Globetrotters Go Gospel is going to be a really sensational a community event that you can bring your whole family to and hear the Globetrotters sing gospel. And then we have some great gospel singers in there. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great program, you know. Feel good.
Well, I tell you what, I got to tell Coach Hatcher, you don't realize this, Coach, but I was on American Bandstand. Did make a record when we won the World
Championship. I heard about it, Wally.
Wait a minute about tearing the note. Len Barry, who made 1, 2, 3, who I played with at Overbrook High, Barry produced that song, It was the old "Why Do Fools Fall in Love" by Frankie Lyman. I'm going back on you guys. I'm going back on you.
Okay.
QP told me about it. QP said you did a couple of doo-wops.
Yeah.
Oh man.
That's right, fellas. You gotta say
okay,
it and diversify yourself. Got to diversify yourself, fellas.
One better. I was on Jocko.
Jocko,
motorcycle, killer cycle, Pete.
Okay, ain't that something, man? That's right. Guys are going back on me.
Way back, brother.
Wasn't it? Well, Bobby, I did want to tell you, I talked to Mr. Frater and Coach Hatcher. We do have our Tournament of Champions tournament next Saturday, so he said he would contact you, Bobby. I'm seeing about picking you up because we're going to have the Tournament of Champions Martin Luther King Classic over at Coral Springs again this year, Bobby. So I'll be contacting you and see about picking you up to go to the tournament. Mr. Frater and
Without
I met last
doubt.
Night.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, it's a great tournament, an opportunity to see not only the young men in the public school, the private school, the Catholic school, but also the young ladies. So we'll get a chance to go up there, Bobby, next week. I don't know whether you're in town. You're always
– No,
where's
I'm Zorro?
Where's Zorro? I mean, excuse me. Where's the Riddler? And he's
Riddler.
Everywhere.
you might want to probably see if we can get Wesley up on the Wally Wonders segment to talk about that, Wally. And,
I will.
If he has time on Tuesday.
Yeah.
For the Wally Wonders segment. And matter of fact, Bobby, who do we got coming up on the Harlem Globetrotter Legends update this week?
We finally have Dave Nash.
Oh, we finally got him, yeah.
We had to put him on the back burner for a second for Slam Dunk Fergie, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But at least we got the Harlem Globetrotters in NASA. We got a Globetrotter that was almost on the moon.
The Globetrotter from Washington Library, Washington Library of Medicine, that works directly for the president. Dave Naves is the one who works for NASA.
Oh, Naves, that's right. Naves is
okay.
Hey, but we got
like John Hauser.
Yeah, once you get both of them in the same place, you're trying to find out which linguistical situation we're getting into. But that'll be good. Also, I want to thank all of those supporters that and even the businesses that are coming to the aid or the assistance of the call out for Bobby Hunter, who now is moving into the commodity syndrome and arena, but you know, it looks like things are moving in a very positive way right now. I heard from Paul Lilly that the interest is definitely there in Brazil for what Bobby and his cadre of businessmen are getting into, and of course Sports Inside and Out, and is very happy to be part of the proxy to bring that type of situation to bear for the Harlem Globetrotter Legends. And, you know, I'm very, very your young man, he's young. Jacques from Haiti seems to be a very knowledgeable young man.
Yes.
And he seems to be on point.
Coach, even though we're doing business on the air, I have another owner for you that wants to purchase some oil, Miss Stacy Waters. So as soon as we get off the air, we're going to be contacting her directly because, Coach, you have that royal tone, and not only is your broadcasting voice good for radio, but it's awful good for business.
we're gonna put that on the second quarter.
Well, we can keep it up, and we can buy the second quarter.
Yeah. Well, we're very happy, and congratulations also to our producer, Eric Futterman. The Dreammaker film is now complete and in the hands of the distributors now. So we want to put that news out, and also we're going to be contacting Bobby Hunter's contingent for the Harlem Globetrotter documentary, and also Major Jones. We will be contacting Major next week. Well, Wally, they want to do the preliminaries now about the Jones brothers, and of course, already in Cannes, not in Cannes, already of on the front burner is the documentary on the greatest team in the first 35-year history of the NBA, the great Philadelphia 76er team. Those look like it's coming to fruition now. Thank God. I really, everything is its own due pace, gentlemen.
Yes, it is.
Everything is its own due pace. So, Bobby, I'm really happy. We got 3 minutes left, guys.
And I am too, Coach. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nothing like the sweet smell of success.
Yeah, it's coming along. I'm very pleased the way things are coming along, guys. You know, and it's going to be very interesting. Wally, you hit it on the head. Things are aligned. 2016 is going to be very, very interesting. You know,
we just went over 2015, and 2015 we're going to have to. I'm setting up a documentary about the people who passed during 2015.
Yeah.
And it's a very large number in the Globetrotter family, including Red Klotz.
Right.
And also Virgie Ziegler, who one of the first one of the Globetrotters that played in the Minneapolis Globetrotter tournaments that they had. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a long list there during 2015, and we're going to do a documentary on the passing of those heroes.
Very interesting. Very interesting, gentlemen. Very interesting. Well, look, it's going to be great, man. I'm looking forward to it. I thank you, all of our listeners, particularly our new listeners on SoundCloud. Thank you so much for tuning in to Sports Inside and Out from all over the world. You know, and every time I look at the stats, I'm so impressed with the popularity that our show has garnered over in the European and Asian corridor, even in the Middle East. It's a fantastic thing to see and feel the growth of a show like this. And we also have a situation coming up, and that we will be. With Luxury Plus, we're going to be streaming video on the website with a new app coming in that we're going to be having that we'll be able to put video in strategic locations where the NBA, where the National Basketball Retired Players Association chapters are going to be, guys. So. The technology with GovServe Plus and Cisco will be able to tie in the chapters to specific interviews, not just in radio streaming, but in video streaming. So that's going to be something coming up very soon. And so the test is going to be both Houston and Miami, so I understand that there's going to be two, Wally. So
that's excellent.
So we'll be able to have, they're actually going to put Cisco Studios, a big screen studio, in the chapters areas where we can actually do interviews with. So it's going to be interesting. Listen, guys, we ain't got but 60 seconds left. 60 seconds done jump by. This time done jump by so much. But the only thing I can say is thank you so much for letting us be number one, the voice of the legends of sports with Sports Inside and Out. And I can't speak for Wally Jones and Bobby Hunter because they got to speak for themselves. But Wally Jones,
well, I got
the coach is go worry about it. Yeah.
All right. Well, I like to say, first off, my condolences to Clarence Baker and his family losing his beloved wife, and our condolences. And the Sports Inside and Out family say take care, and our prayers are with you.
No question about it. All right.
Wally, thank you. I can't add anything to that. Just further sympathies, and I'm so glad that Wally brought it up. I feel much better this morning. I was just thinking about that. A very, very pleasant woman that I got to know.
Yeah. God bless her. God bless her. All right, guys, we out of here. So ring me up, Bobby, and Wally, take it easy, and I'll be with you guys in a minute. All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Take a chicka boom.
All right.
Great show, guys. Great show. Great show.